Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Merrick Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly Trifecta Nooner with Michelle and the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our Patriots Day Motivated Monday live studio audience have their common sense caps on, their American flags raised high, and had an amazing weekend watching our partner Clay Clark's Health and Freedom Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and oh, are they fired up for Take Action April. Today's topic's on episode 200, Your Purpose, Clay Clark's Health and Freedom Event, Take Action to Save America and Yourself, and Family Life Coach, delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Mr. Michael Levy, What's the Point of Life? Myself, my full report on Clay Clark's Health and Freedom Event, Take Action to Reopen America, Save the Country and Yourself. I spent 4 days at the Super Bowl of Patriots. Who needs drugs when you can get that kind of a rush? Sarah Bradford, bringing value to families through education, resources, and fun. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary speakeasy for patriots. Breaking news. Number one, it's Patriots Day, the 246th anniversary of the beginning of the American Revolution. The battles of Lexington and Concord were the first armed engagement between British soldiers and colonial militiamen, known as the Minutemen, my high school mascot. Today also commemorates the date famously known as the first shot heard around the world. Talk about a coincidence for where things currently are in our world. What would those brave, country-loving, and freedom-fighting patriots think of Americans today? Wearing our tyranny-controlled obedience masks. They don't work. They actually make sick people. Social distancing. No scientific proof. Completely made up. And closing businesses, churches, and schools. Surrendering our God-given rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for absolutely no reason. We didn't even question it. We continue to let it happen. It was as if we laid down our guns and walked straight into the Nazi concentration camps willingly. Number two, practice what you preach and stand up to the lies of our political propaganda, plandemic, pushing government and false authorities. Those 11 bigs I talk about all the time. Thursday, I flew to Tulsa, Oklahoma on Southwest Airlines and had a layover in Dallas. I was the only person not wearing a useless, toxic, chemical-filled mask. It was so sad to look around and see we, the sheep, were just following orders from the Fourth Reich, harming their own health. I only put the mask on when absolutely required to pass certain Nazi checkpoints, the metal detector, and to walk past the minister of masks, flight attendant guarding the airplane door. I had one foot on the plane and she said, "Where's your mask? Where's your papers?" I ripped off my dirty mask as soon as I passed her and the coast was clear. Three airports, total mask time, 1 minute, 15 seconds. And on my way home, the minister of the metal detector must have had a bad day because he took it out on me, and I had to breathe cancer-causing particles for a full minute. Total mask time on my way home, 1 minute and 30 seconds. Our partner, Michelle Winder, of the show Live at 5 Unredacted Truth, also went through three airports on her way home, and had hers on for a total of 1 minute and 27 seconds. Yeah. She was walking through the Houston airport with her husband, another couple, and Dr. Richard Bartlett, who created the budesonide treatment, which, by the way, has cured every one of his over 1,000-plus patients. They were totally maskless, people. And guess what happened? People saw these brave leaders' faces and began to take off their masks. Rip up those dirty masks, people. What great patriots they are.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
You can learn more about Dr. Richard Bartlett, who's going to be on our show, more about his treatments, and find doctors who will prescribe this miracle therapy at budesonineworks.com. I'm adding a treatment page to our COVID tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com later today so you can easily find real solutions if you do get the Wuhan virus. And I'm sharing these stories so that you can break free of the tyrannical shackle chains and embolden you to take back your freedom, rights, health, and live the life the way you were used to. Remember, we get used to what you were used to. So stop being a slave.
Snap out of it.
It's we the people, not we the sheeple. We're all in this together, and we hold all the power, people. It's the consent of the governed. Today's topic's on episode 200, Your Purpose, Clay Clark's Health and Freedom Event. Take action to save America and yourself and family. Life coach, it's April 19th, day 399 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, you heard me correctly. Day 399 of 15 days to slow the spread. It's time to rip off your dirty masks, people. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action and reopen America 100%.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. And a special shout-out to Renee at the taxi stand at the Phoenix Airport for reminding me to take my phone off of airplane mode so it would work, which it wasn't, and I could order my Uber to take my tired ass home at 1 a.m. this morning. So thank you, Miss Renee. It's Patriots Day in the good old USA, and now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topic's on episode 200, Your Purpose, Clay Clark's Health and Freedom Event, Take Action to Save America and Yourself, and Family Life Coach, Mr. Michael Levy's up first. He's an author, philosopher, speaker, and host of the Point of Life talk show. Audience, big round of applause. Michael, how are you today?
Doing great, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm a little tired. I've hit about 3 to 4 hours of sleep for the past 5 nights in an incredible, incredible conference. So I'm fired up and I lost my voice a little bit. So bear with me, sir.
Well, you're doing incredible. If you had 5 days and nights of not sleeping too much and you're still here and you're still in fine fettle, your voice is full of enthusiasm. So you've still got your spirit shining bright.
Well, it's Patriots Day, and I think it's very appropriate for where we are today. And I know that you're going to talk about your purpose and the point of life. So what do we got on deck, sir?
Well, when you ask a person what's the meaning of their life, a lot of people will look at the life and maybe just give their own opinions about their own life. Maybe somebody wants to become a billionaire. Maybe that's their purpose. One or two make it. Majority don't. Some people might want to be a great artist, great author, best-selling books. They might want to be a great actress, singer, crave for fame. Some make it, some get in somewhere in the middle, somewhere get at the end. And a lot of people think, well, that's their purpose. And there's many other aspects where people will define their purpose. But there's only one true purpose why every life form on Earth has been put here. Just very simply, one true purpose. Whether it be a tree, a blade of grass, the ocean, a bird, a fish, or even a human being. We're here for one purpose and one purpose alone. And that purpose is to enjoy every second that God's given us. It's a gift. We've been blessed and given the most miraculous gift of being a human being. And we can view the birds, we can view the fish and the grass and the trees, and we can see them and we can relate to them and we can talk about them. They can't do that about us because we've got a conscious brain. And because we're gifted with this conscious brain, sometimes it can run amok. And when it runs amok, it starts to lock in to what it believes it knows. And it lives what it believes it knows outside the realms of what God given us to live. So the real basic yardstick as a measurement is simple. Are the thoughts that we're living and the belief systems that we've adopted, which may give us anger, fear, jealousies, which are all illusionary, all from the role plays that we play, is all that stuff taking away 1 second of our joy? And if it is, then it turns more into a depression, more into illnesses, and we've lost our purpose of living. And this joy has a partner. The partner is love. And we're here on this planet to love one another, to have gratitude for being alive, to give thanks. Thanks for being an American. I was born British, so on Patriots Day, if we go back a few hundred years, what side would I be on? Because I'm an American. I'm also British. So I've got a mother and a dad. Which one would I support?
Yeah,
I'm patriotic to both.
It's a mixed day for you because you're like, yeah, I'm happy, I'm free, I'm American, but I love British and I'm still British and we lost. Oops.
Well, it's true. And, you know, I had my own talk show on Saturday, so I missed some of the fruiting of Prince Philip. But I saw towards the end of it in the Abbey and the Archbishop and the people that were talking there, and I saw them walking back to the castle, the family. And I thought, you know what? I was 8 years of age and I watched the Queen being coronated, and that was in June the 2nd, 1953. So I went on YouTube and for 2 hours in black and white, I watched the BBC recording of the coronation. Now, if anybody can spend 2 hours of their life and want to see the true pomp and circumstance of what it means to be British royalty, because this queen that we've got, she's reigned for 68 years, there's not going to be the likes again. You're never going to see that type of royalty ever again. And the regalia and everything that they're shown in those ceremonies will never be shown again. And I think most Americans are maybe too young to ever have watched it live. So there's a chance. It's in black and white, and it's narrated by Richard Dimbleby. But there's something to look at the history. I mean, you can watch Netflix and look at a program called The Royals and just listen to something or watch something like that. But you can watch Royalty in Action and see how this queen has presented herself for 68 years with very little controversy. The only controversy she had was when Diana died and the people were in uproar because she never acknowledged it for 4 days. And everybody remembers that. I mean, Diana was the people's princess. So that's the patriotic side of England. And on the American side, they were being dictated to by a dictatorial government of Britain. And because they didn't like the taxes that were being put on them, they revolted against it, rightly so, and develop the greatest country in the world. And there's no question, America is the greatest country in the world. There's no question about that. However, we're split apart by belief systems, political beliefs, religious beliefs, just regular type beliefs. You know, you can just meet somebody and have an argument about anything today. It can be about a TV show. It can be about sports, different teams that you support. All that takes away our true purpose of life, which is to live in the joy of the moment. And if we all lived in that joy, if we all embraced that love of God, and we all brought our heart and our mind together so that we can join each person in harmony, in peacefulness and in love, and we can spread that joy throughout the world, wouldn't that be a miraculous thing to do? Wouldn't that be wonderful that everybody realizes you're here to live in joy? And if you're not doing so, the seconds are ticking by. And when you come to the end, and we've all, you know, one thing's certain, nobody lasts more than a hundred years or so. And that's only a blink. I mean, I was on your show like a month ago. Seems like less than 5 minutes ago when we were talking together.
Right. You know, but it's a great reminder for people that we do have a lot more things in common than we have differences. But I also want people to be aware and be awoken to the fact that the powers that be, whether it's the government or the media, which, you know, I call them the 11 bigs, they're the ones that are creating the dissent, or rather the divisiveness between the two parties, because they want us to be fighting with one another. They want us to have everything be racist, and it's not. Most Americans just want to live a normal life and get along with one another and go to work and have their kids in school and make a decent living and do good things in life, you know, good people doing good business and good things. But the, as I said, the powers that be want to make us fight against one another because it fits their agenda. You know, the media wants us to judge people by the color of their skin. They want blacks to hate whites and whites to hate blacks and Asians to hate white people. And we just can't fall for that narrative and let them stir up this fake hate. And it's just, it's causing major problems.
And like
you said, you know, people can get in an argument over just about anything. And it's all propaganda. It's all, you know, how you conquer. You conquer from within. And they want us to have all that infighting. And it's not, you know, they're creating a waste war because they're invoking racial animosity when it's really not there. You know, they're manipulating your emotions and your perceptions. And
it isn't there at all. You're right. It's when we're born with the freedom of mind. And you can wave the flag as much as you want in either side of the parties, but unless you've got freedom of mind, you're not actually free. You can live in a free democracy, but if you're fighting all the time inside that democracy and you're ripping it apart because you're not united, then you're not free. You're a prisoner to the thoughts that are going through your head, and you're not choosing those thoughts. Where do they come from? So let's analyze where those thoughts come from. They come from our education and form our intellectual brain. Now, it sounds strange to say that education is our enemy and our intellectual brain is. Well, it's not actually an enemy unless we use it in a way through our egos. And we use it because we've been conditioned to think in a certain way. So we're using that education to fight with other people. And the cleverer a person is, the more they're in the media, the more they can manipulate other people, the more the advertisers will come on board because they're viewing public get up. And unfortunately, people have been indoctrinated and habitually tuned into negativity. So most people have formed the habit to have this negativity running through their head. And they're looking to at one channel that they'll agree with, another channel that they'll be fighting with. And all the time, that dichotomy is going on inside their head. And they're losing that joy of the moment that God gave them. So they're not listening to God. They're listening to something else. So I watched another movie a couple of nights ago. And it was a simple movie. I think it was made in about 1975. And it was George Burns in it. He was 81 years of age at the time. I don't remember George Burns and Gracie Allen. They used to be in vaudeville, and they had their own shows. You can see some of their shows that they did in the 50s. But he did a movie with John Denver. And the movie was called
movie.
Oh God. And he played God.
Yeah,
and
it was
a comedy movie. But some of the things he was saying were very profound. Simple. Simple stuff. But he said, I've come down to earth because the people aren't living right anymore. And he went to a supermarket manager to tell, and said, I'm picking you out to tell the world that you've met me and we want to send the message out to the world. Well, John Denver didn't know what to do. He was flummoxed. And eventually he realized it was God that we was talking to. God talks to us all. But God doesn't got a voice. God talks to us in silence through our sense of feelings of that love and joy that I'm talking about. Because love and joy is God. That's who God is. And God says, live with me. Live with that love and joy. And joy means just obey yourself. The self that isn't playing the roles. That hasn't got any labels. It's your soul. And that soul is eternal. So live with your eternal soul as your guide. And let that guide your education. Let your education be a tool. And let it educate your intellect. So if you're in the media and you're listening to this show, next time you go on air, send out messages of gratitude to the people. Send people to be united with each other. Let us work as one unit, one being, togetherness, and keep our uniqueness. Sure, we've all got opinions, and it's good to have opinions, because if we haven't got difference of opinion, then you can't get consensus of what is really right. So you can have opinions without getting angry about it, without falling out with other people about it. United and fight for other people's right to voice their opinion. Don't shut them up, no matter what it is. You might not want to agree with it, but listen to what they've got to say. Everybody's got a message to give, and everybody can bring something to the table. So listen to everybody's opinion, and I've done that all my life, and I could say most of the people I didn't really agree with, but they brought something and they've taught me a lesson. And the lessons they taught me allowed me many times not to fall into the same traps that they were falling in with their ideas of what they were talking about, and it made me successful. So people here, listen, I want to run a business. Well, I ran my business. I started with £100, $150 when I was 19, and I retired at 46, a multimillionaire, because I did it through God, not through any cleverness of my own. And I've written 17 books. Cutting Truth is a book that I'd recommend to anybody. I've never advertised it, no PR. I would never dream of advertising a book. But if somebody says, what would you recommend? Well, Cutting Truths is a book that can take a person on the journey I'm talking about and allow them to realize, ask themselves questions, and find and discover the truth of who they really are. And when they find that discovery, they'll find that there's no difference between them and God. That it's one, that God's working inside us eternally while we're on earth and when we depart from earth. So we were with God before we came onto earth. The sperm hits the egg, one cell is formed, and every cell in our body is controlled by God, controlled by truth, because God is truth. Now, if a cell turns cancerous, then the truth's gone from that cell, and it dies. And the same with us. If we live with truth, we'll get a full life in love and joy. But the moment we sacrifice that truth for what we think we know, a lot of the times that'll weaken our joy of the moment, and sometimes it makes it disappear completely, and it replaces it with a negative emotion. And when it does that, then we've become that prisoner outside the Garden of Eden. Because God said, if you eat from that fruit from the tree of knowledge, you'll be out of the garden, you'll be out of paradise. And that's what Adam and Eve took no notice of. And that's just an analogy of what we human beings are taking no notice of now. We're not listening to the maker within us. I mean, we can listen to it through a religion if we've got a great pastor who knows how to speak to us in a pure way. But often, it invokes jealousies and hatreds. And many times, even in the Christian religion, it's made Catholics and Protestants kill each other because of the hatred that was being preached from a pulpit. And if Jesus were to come down at that moment in time when these guys were preaching like that, he would have kicked them out, just as he turned up the tables of the moneylenders. We're here to live in joy. And whatever your religion is, whether you're a Muslim, there's a purity to the Muslim religion. There's a purity to the Christian religion. There's a purity to the Jewish religion, to Buddhism, to Hinduism. And if we live with the purity of that and try and disregard all the ramifications of all the other stuff that try and surround it, the intellectual stuff, and that's the stuff that the media are trying to brainwash us with today. And the kids today need this wake-up call. They need to listen to your show, Michelle, and listen to the true life purpose, the reason why they've been put on earth. And when they do, they get the eureka moment, and they no longer want to sacrifice the life that they're living. They want to embrace that joy, and the great thing about it is, as soon as you embrace it, you want to share it with other people.
Exactly, exactly. And I love that you brought up the movie, Oh God. And one of my favorite lines from that is, he says, George Burns says, trust me, like it says on the money. And that's something that I think everybody needs to remember, is to trust in God, trust God, and go back to him, talk to him. There's nothing wrong with building a relationship with God. That's what it's all about. That's what he wants. So I think that's a great reminder for people to kind of take a time out, to get a little quiet time, talk to the big guy upstairs, and stop believing in the false authorities and all the hate that is being pushed, that propaganda to divide us, because united we stand and divided we fall. And this is a great country, and we need to save her while we still have the opportunity to do that. So shut off the television, shut off the mainstream media, shut off the social media, and look inward, because we have a lot more in common than what is portrayed in all of the media outlets. And that's by design. Keep that in mind. It is by design. And as you brought up earlier too, George Burns and Gracie Allen, he would always say and end their show, he'd say, good night, Gracie. And of course, Gracie would then say, good night, Gracie. So on that note, Mr. Levy, can you please give your website and plug your show for me?
Yes, the website is pointoflife.com. And if you've got a couple of moments, I'd just like to finish with a poem. I don't think I've ever read a poem on your show.
No,
and,
you haven't.
It's a patriotic day, and let's be patriotic to the joy within us. And all good things come out of the blue. So let's just listen for a few moments and take a little time of meditation out and listen to the joy of blue. We live in a field of dreams and thought, treasures on earth that cannot be bought, flights of exaltation on the wings of height, waves of joy giving strength and might, unforgettable bliss, no want of need, motions drifting away from human greed, forever young, an endless mystical clock, blue band waves sailing to a timeless flock. In an open aura shines a galaxy of light. Mona Lisa's smile cascades from spirit's sight. Sparks of brilliance from invisible rays, zaps of white light, vessels all ablaze. Newborn babies, sensations of pure delight, innocence and peace, joy the devil cannot fight. Thoughts of joy keep peace in control. Loving gifts reside in the eternal exotic soul.
I think that is a perfect way to end your segment on such a patriotic day. The Patriots Day is the beginning of the American Revolution, and I have a feeling that we're starting our own American Revolution today. So thank you, Mr. Michael Levy, for such incredible words of wisdom and inspiration on a very special day.
Thank you, Michelle. It's been a joy to be with you.
I appreciate you and look forward to talking to you next month, and it'll seem like 4 minutes ago next month when we talk again.
Absolutely correct.
Have a great day, my friend. Thank you so
you
much
too,
for being
you.
Awesome, bye-bye. Awesome. All right, guys, big, big day today, and I think it is perfect timing that I get to share with you some of the stories from this past weekend in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Clay Clark of the Thrive Time Show's Health and Freedom event. Talk about intense. Talk about intense. And I'm totally going off the cuff here for the next 15, 20 minutes or so to just try to get you some information about everything that transpired, all the amazing people that I met. I spent Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 4 days with them. And it was just, it was surreal. I mean, these are people that I've been following since November, and I got a chance to meet them. I got a chance to talk to them. I got a chance to network with them. They're coming on the show. Almost every single person that hasn't been on our show that was at this conference is going to be coming on the show in the next couple of weeks. And I got a chance to meet them, take pictures. It was, like I said, when I said Super Bowl of Patriots, it's the Super Bowl of Patriots. I'm still, like I said, I haven't slept really much, a couple hours each night. You couldn't fall asleep when you got back to the hotel room because you just couldn't believe the conversations that you had with the people. Like example, Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal Dwyer Hansen. Funny thing is I interviewed Mark Victor Hansen in 2004 when I had my real radio show, NBC 1190. And then I interviewed his wife, Crystal, a couple times after that. And then I had the pleasure of interviewing both of them on this show. Episode 122, very powerful, about their new book, Ask. And I got a chance to meet him in person, hung out with him for a little bit, a couple times, a couple different days. Funny thing is we live 15 minutes away. They live here in Scottsdale. And the first time I meet them, I have to fly to Tulsa, Oklahoma to actually meet them in person. But that's just one of the many people got a chance to see and talk to Amanda Grace, Prophet Amanda Grace, and Pastor Dave Scarlett. They were episodes 161 and 183, two amazing individuals. His glory is Pastor Dave's congregation organization, and they have some amazing news and upcoming programming and events that they're putting together. We're going to have them back on the show, and they're going to talk about it. They have a whole network. They've united with the Western Journal here. They're going to have a 24-hour channel of live programming, Christian-based programming. Let's see who else did I meet. Oh my God. Patrick Byrne. Oh God, he is a great guy. I was a little scared to meet him at first, but when I did meet him, he's one of my favorites that I met. One of the biggest people that I met was Mike Adams. You know, Mike Adams is the health ranger, and he was one of the first guys in this whole alternative media movement of patriotic leaders that I started listening to. So when he walked in the room, I'm like, oh my God, that's like my fake boyfriend, right? And I told him the story that he was my virtual fake boyfriend for like 4 months. He kind of looked at me like, I said, no, I'm not like a stalker. I'm not like a Kathy Bates. Don't worry, your ankles are safe around me. And his assistant started laughing. I said, all right, let me tell you a funny story. I said, you know, you were my fake virtual boyfriend for like 4 months. Because he never mentioned that he had a wife or a girlfriend. Plus, he's a good-looking guy, right? And anything that comes out of his mouth is brilliant. Plus, he's really like a full-on scientist. You know, he has a lab. He's got a whole health supplement, food, and preparedness company. So I said, you know, you were my virtual boyfriend for like 4 months. And I said, and then one day in February, you know, you heard these four dreaded words that a woman never wants to hear a man say, especially they've been virtually dating and he didn't know about it. I was listening to one of his shows and I'm doing work. So, you know, there's multiple screens and the shows in the background. And I hear him say, my wife and I, and I look up and I went, no, and I replayed it. And I was like, oh my God, he's got a wife of all people to have a wife. And then I find out he's been married for like 30 years. So I showed him, I told him, I said, I showed you, I didn't listen to your show for 2 days. So take that, Mr. Mike Adams, health ranger. So we thought it was funny. We laughed a little bit, but he's going to be coming on the show. We're going to do a couple special live segments with him so you get to know him a little bit better. Great, great man. So fun. Such a nice person. Everyone was so awesome. Everyone was so nice. The speeches were so incredible. They were patriotic. They were informative. They were the truth. Oh, the truth. Remember what the truth is, everybody? The truth still is lost. It is lost out there. Again, turn off the mainstream media. Turn off the social media when it comes to the news. You want to get patriotic news, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, click the Partners and Patriots tab, and click on the patriotic media. It's all the alternative sources for media. You can buzz through the headlines in 15, 20 minutes. There's a whole page of different publications that deliver some great quality content. That's where you get your news from. That's the people that you need to know about. The must listen to messages from those people that you need to know about. Let's see, who else did I meet? Oh, of course, I met Mike Lindell, the infamous Mike Lindell, who today on his frankspeech.com platform is doing a 48-hour marathon called the Frankathon. It's the free speech platform that everyone is joining. We have 27 million people during the VIP signups. They've been sabotaged today. They have been taken down, the bots, the trolls. Everybody's after him. So they're holding back a little bit on everybody completing their profiles. When I just tuned in, they had Brandon House as the moderator for the event. Mike Lindell jumped on. General Mike Flynn was on, and he was sharing some stories, who I also did get a chance to meet. He's coming on the show. One of the best pictures I took was with Mike Flynn, so I'll definitely be posting that. Such a nice man. So smart, so patriotic. Loves this country, and just a really humble individual, and all the things that he had to go through, the hell and back that this government put him through, which was all lies. Thank God for Sidney Powell. She came along and got everything taken care of, so the man has been freed at last, but had to go through hell and back to get there. Oh, my goodness. Ian Smith, the gym owner from New Jersey, who is up to like $3 million in fines from that evil, evil tyrant, the governor of New Jersey, my former home state. He one day had about $173,000 in his bank account. They just seized it, sucked it out overnight. Could you imagine? You're a business owner and the government just takes all of your money out. So you wake up in the morning and your bank account says zero. And you're racking up fines because you want to open up your gym and the government says, no, you can't open your gym because we said so, because it's not essential business, which is there to make people healthy, which the irony of all this, that this is supposed to be about health and you're really supposed to be boosting your immune system and being healthy. But yet the place that you go to get healthy are the ones they want to shut down, just like the churches. They shut down the churches. They don't want you to congregate. They don't want to talk to each other. How's that freedom? How's that not censorship? And it's still happening. We're letting it happen. We, the people, have turned into we, the sheeple, and we're letting that happen. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be opening the country, reopen America. We're supposed to be uniting together, and these guys are still trying to take us down. Unbelievable that it's still going on. All right, who else did I meet? Charlene Bollinger. Oh, yeah. Met her a couple times. And the big moment we had was yesterday at the brunch that we went to. She's got a new documentary that's coming out. You know, they're the truth about cancer, and it's truthaboutcancer.com, I believe. And if I give you some wrong information, I'm sorry. I just got a lot in my head right now. I haven't slept. I'm just trying to get you the information as best as I can. We'll be back on track on Wednesday. I'll have a clear head by then, so everything will be back in order. But she's going to come on the show. We're going to do a special live show. We're going to have listener call in. We're going to talk about cancer. We're going to talk about some personal stories with that. But she's, you know, I've been waiting to kind of talk to you guys about that kind of stuff. I don't want to get emotional about it. Like I did yesterday. I am now. But I was waiting for the right person to come along and talk about cancer. And I really think she's the one that was chosen by God to come on the show, talk about that. And then my personal issues and my personal tragedy journey with both my parents dying from cancer. So I told her No, it would be an honor to have her, someone of her caliber and her knowledge and passion to help people and inform them about the truth about cancer. So she's going to do that. It's going to be an amazing, amazing show. So thank you, Charlene, for being the leader, the pioneer, and bringing that to this platform so we can help more people and hopefully prevent them going through the hardships that so many of us had, losing loved ones. Sorry about that. let's get back on track, guys. Ann Vandersteel. Oh my God. Probably one of my favorite guests. Talk about real. This woman's real, everybody. Ann Vandersteel, she's got a show 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, Eastern time. If you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab or the Partners and Patriots tab. If you look at the must listen to, it's all the talk radio shows, podcasts, live streams, and talk radio shows. She's on there. Click on that graphic. It'll take you to her website so you can watch her shows. She has amazing, incredible guests. Every single person that was there and then some have been on her show multiple times. Talk, like I said, real, real person, so sincere and just down to earth. She gets it, everybody. And she's going to be coming on the show. I'm so excited for that. Oh, God, Jeffrey Prather, he's down in Tucson. Great man. Met him and his wife and his two girls. He's coming on the show. He's going to give you the truth. It's going to be some scary stuff, but it is the truth. And he said, I said, you know, I'm surprised they haven't taken you out yet. He's like, they can't because I showed them everything. I taught them everything they know. So there's no way they're going to take me out. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is a great one. I'll tell you this story. I'll tell you real quick. So we were in the media room and we were all getting together and we were talking about how are we going to get the messages that matter to the people that you need to know about. So the media is coming together, everybody that was there. And we're going to be putting together a group so we can have a streamlined message, you know, like the 4 a.m. talking points that the Democrats always come out with. We're going to be doing that for our side, for the Patriots, for the truth. And we're bringing in all of these guests that were and the speakers that were part of it. And they're all going to be a part of this movement, too. So the one guy that was talking, we were all kind of standing in a circle. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that voice is really familiar. That sounds like Raj Doraswamy from Defend Our Union. And he keeps talking and I'm like, okay, but I didn't know his name. I didn't mention his name. So then he comes up to me after everybody was talking and we exchanged information and he says, his name is Raj Doraswamy with Defend Our Union. I started laughing and I said, Raj, you don't even realize you've already been on my show. He goes, what do you mean? I said, I play your soundbite from when you did that, that big conference for Defend Our Union on Cloud Hub. And he starts laughing. So he's on the show. I'm going to play the soundbite from him for him. I hope he's listening because it was really funny. And I'll play that real quick and then I'll finish what I was saying.
We are responsible for where we are now. We've got to take ownership of that. We've got to stop. We've got to go action, action, action. I'm the guy that's has not been politically active, been busy with my family, my business, my work. But when things happen on January 6th, that fateful day in Washington, the entire planet shifted. And so I, as an individual, went from being kind of passive, not interested, too busy, to completely invested in stopping what is happening here. And that's the key, by collaborating strategically on certain action items.
So, like I said, he's coming on the show. Then I mentioned something about Cloud Hub, and he goes, oh, do you know Jeff? And I'm thinking, Jeff, and he's on my list too. I said, oh my God, Jeff Brain, the CEO of Cloud Hub. He goes, oh, let me introduce you to him. So I got to meet Jeff Brain, the CEO of Cloud Hub. And I said, Jeff, hey, I know you got channels. Can you give me a channel? He goes, I'd love to give you a channel. So then as I said that, as it was finishing coming out of my mouth, and he said, yes, I'm going to give you a channel on Cloud Hub. I went, oh no, that's video. He goes, no, I hate video. So it looks like we're going to be pushed into adding video to the platform. Obviously, it's not going to be every day during the week. It's not going to be 3 days, but we will slowly move into video because the CEO of Cloud Hub, Jeff Brain, has been generous enough to get us a channel so we can really get you the information in all different formats. And now we will be headed into video. See, I knew this was going to happen. I knew I was going to be forced to. Oh, here's one of my faves. Dr. Christina Northrup. I've been following her since 2006 when I found Louise Hay, which is a publishing company that she's been on for years. This woman is brilliant. Millions Against Medical Mandates is the organization she's a part of. They're also on our must follow page, which is must follow people, organizations, groups, and companies. So if you go to, again, the Take Action tab or the Partners and Patriots tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you'll see their big graphics so you can learn more about them and you can follow them on social media. She's coming on the show. She's got a new book that's coming out in May, so we're going to be promoting that and tell you all about it. But this woman has been in the health field and like a real doctor, okay, like a women's doctor for, I don't know, like 50 years, something crazy. And she's just so genuine. And she had one of the best presentations. Talk about a class act. Just an incredible, incredible person. Let's see. I'm at 12:45. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring on our guest at 12:48 when she's supposed to come on, because we're going to get back on the track of our 7-minute segments, five fabulous partners and guests starting on, well, today, just for her portion, but we're going to get back on track for that for moving forward. And then I'm going to take the show at 1 o'clock, finish talking about the Health and Freedom Conference, Clay Clark's Thrive Time show, and give you some more information about it. Lynn Wood, met the incredible Lynn Wood, have multiple pictures. And he finished the show on Saturday. If you haven't seen the video, you need to watch it again. You can go on his Telegram site, and Clay Clark is going to be taking all of the speeches and putting them into individual packages so you can actually listen and watch every single speaker individually. But it's going to take them time, a little bit of time. Give them this week, guys, to put that up, because they've got to edit. He's been hosting, and his whole team has been doing this event for the past 4 days. So obviously it's not there yet, but it will be. What Lynn Wood talk about, he threw everything out there but the kitchen sink. The truth that we've all been following, people on the show, the speakers, the partners that we've had on, that we have on our platform. Yeah, he just really, he said stuff, I can't believe he said it, but it's the truth. And it's time the truth is out there, because it's totally against what the mainstream media wants you to hear, what the 11 bigs, the false authorities, and it's time that it got out there, and he did it. Oh, did he do it? So try to catch the Saturday speech that he did. But if you can't find it, which, like I said, check the telegrams for all of these guys or their accounts, or you might even try the Thrive Time Show website. There might be a couple of things on there, but Clay's going to go ahead and package them all up so you can see him individually. Like I said, Dr. Richard Bartlett is going to be on. Met Dr. Jim Meehan. He's going to be on the show, and we're at 12:47. So let me see who else. Who else did I meet? There's so many. Pastor Jackson Lehmeyer, he's running for the Senate in Oklahoma. He's going to be on the show. We're going to have Mike Smith. He's the Out of Shadows actor and producer of that documentary, The Out of Shadows. And Mr. Scott McKay. Ah, oh, Scott McKay and I are buddies now. All right, let me do this. I'm going to bring on our next guest. Then I'm going to jump back and talk to you a little bit more about the incredible event that I just spent 4 days that literally changed my life, which means it's going to change the platform, which it's going to change all the people that listen. And it's all for the good. It's all for the good of the Patriots, all for the good of the country. It's all for the good of all of our lives, so we can get back to normal and live the life that we're supposed to and save this country and save ourselves. So let me bring on our next guest. I don't want her waiting any longer. Sarah Bradford, she's an author, speaker, family life coach, and host of the S.J. Childs Show. She's bringing value to families through education, resources, and fun. Big round of applause for our new partner, Ms. Sarah Bradford. Audience. Sarah, how are you today?
Hi. Well, I'm so very glad to have that audience. I don't think I've ever had a clap yet. That's wonderful. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're on a very special day. This is Patriots Day. I didn't realize it was Patriots Day until I woke up this morning. I was listening to Steve Bannon do an incredible homage to Patriots Day and what that really means, the beginning of the American Revolution. As I mentioned, I think we're starting our own American Revolution. And of course, after this 4-day event that just took place, there's a lot of things brewing, a lot of things happening. So you picked a very fabulous day to come in and
honor
talk about families.
Here.
Talk about family and talk about values. Remember what values are, family values, the family foundation, and how important that is to teach your children what great country they live in, as opposed to all this indoctrination and manipulating words and definitions. And you know what I mean? It's just we lost track of what that's all about. So tell us a little bit briefly about you, your show, and then let's dig deep into what we can do to help families go back to the way it's supposed to be, you know, the fundamental,
right?
What a family is.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. So I started writing my children's books because I do have a physical difference. And when I was growing up, you know, it was rough and I was bullied. And when my children were both born with the same heredity, I wanted to give them a fast track on how to be okay with it and how to be okay with the fact that the relationships we build in our lives, that's the important part we need to build on, not what we look like, how we, you know, are perceived by people, but the way we make relationships. And so that's kind of the angle I went for, was let's be kind and inclusive, and that way we can, while we're giving that, get that back ourselves.
And that's important. I mean, unfortunately, we have to keep reminding ourselves and other people of that, when that used to be something that was just like, you know, the golden rule. And what happened to all that?
Yes.
In one ear and out the other. It's just like, what has gone on? What have we become? It's not a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. No, and so I hope that, you know, with my books, I my subjects are pretty broad. I cover physical differences, dyslexia, autism, Down syndrome, anxiety, and so just really wanting to put those types of abilities on the forefront, because, you know, people think of them as disabilities and disorders, but truly they're just another way of thinking, and it's a reordered process that we need to start as adults and, you know, human beings, just being kind and realizing the more support we give our human beings on this earth, the better we can be as a greater human people. And the more we look at people as disabled or disordered, the, you know, that doesn't empower them to be their best. It doesn't empower them to help our great nation and our great country become even greater. And so let's start with those children who will make the future become a better place.
So when I was growing up, I'm 48. So when I was growing up, anybody that had an issue that was something a little different than quote unquote, let's just say the norm back then, they were, you know, you were a little isolated. I mean, kids make fun of kids. They were in a special classroom, so you already knew that they were different. And it's just, you know, a good thing is as we've all evolved in society and realized that just because they're different doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It's gotten better, and it's gotten, you would think, easier for them because it's more talked about. It's more, more addressed. It's not taboo. It's not hidden.
Yes.
But, you know, it's almost kind of like the pendulum has swung almost the other way, where it seems like even though we think we've come so far, but yet it's almost like we're kind of going backwards a little bit, where maybe they are being kind of, I don't want to, maybe ostracized or isolated a little bit, or not necessarily made fun of, but treated differently just because everything is being labeled. Everything is being segregated by design, by purpose, by, like, as I mentioned, always the 11 bigs, these false authorities that are trying to divide us. So are you finding that is something in your practice and the people that you're talking to on your show, that they feel that that is kind of what's happening? We're going in the backwards direction.
It's so interesting that you say that, because I think as far as my life is concerned, I have a family with mostly autistic individuals. And I'm looking at it from, I'm looking at it from a point, I call it my beautiful chaos. And so I'm looking, my husband, two children that have been diagnosed, and then one that is on waiting to have a diagnosis. So I'm just kind of trying to give them as much grace, support, and gratitude for teaching me along these lines as I possibly can. Like you said, I think that it has moved forward in the sense that we're looking at it from a much greater perspective. But it is still backwards or moving backwards in the sense that we don't see that everybody can be included in this. Like, for an example, girls. You know, girls are, like, way less likely to be diagnosed with an underlining disorder because they are able to mask and mimic through their hormone process, if you will, better than boys. And we see that in little girls, like, that love shoes or makeup right away, and we don't say, oh, you know, their obsessions may be something we need to look at. We say, oh, she's just a girl. She's just being dramatic. She's just this. And we isolate that way almost in our language of not being inclusive of all, I think.
Well, so I'm not crazy is what you're saying. So,
no way. Now me, on the other hand.
Yeah, that's a whole different story. Well, you've got a lot of fuel that's around your household all the time, so I'm surprised that you have not gone a little crazier. So you mentioned autism and autistic, and that seems to be much more prevalent in a lot of children. I mean, I remember back in, I would say 2002, 3, 4, when I learned about autism, and that was like 1 in 10,000 kids were born autistic. And now the numbers, I mean, you know better than I.
1 in 54, Michelle. 1 in 54 children are diagnosed with autism in the United States. And in the 1970s, the numbers have grown 178%. That's three times per year that the number is increasing. And that's an insane amount of numbers increasing. And I really believe that it's our perspective, that we're widening our perspective. We're understanding that the spectrum of autism is a very wide spectrum, and that things such as like ADHD, dyslexia, those things can also kind of be almost categorized in those same spectrum qualities, if you will. And so I think it's giving a much wider perspective, which in turn is opening up services and support for so many more that deserve it. And they're not, like you said, being kind of having the stigma or label that they need to be hospitalized or chastised or, you know, individualized or isolated, but we're embracing it more as a society and learning more. And that's as my part, you know, as an advocate, is to educate. I don't need to expect the world to have this knowledge. I need to educate them. I need to give the word out because I have the experience and the knowledge to do so.
And we have a lot of health and wellness experts that come on the show, and obviously we're going to have a bunch more after this event. So, and they're going to talk about autism and things like that. But from your opinion, do you think that the increase in autism in these children have something to do with external factors like big pharma, environmental, what's in the foods, what's in the vaccines, what's in the lifestyles that we are now living in, the products and things like that? Do you want to comment on that a little bit?
I kind of
set the groundwork for some of the topics we're going to be having coming up based on conversations that I've had for a while. But now that I have the real heavy hitter experts, I'm just going to lay all the facts and the truth out there for everybody.
Yeah, and I love that. And I love that you're touching some subjects that people might be more afraid or, you know, think that are too controversial, whatnot, because, yes, we don't know. So we do have to question everything, don't we? We do have to question, why are the numbers so high? Why are the numbers 1 in, you know, I want to say, I could be incorrect, I apologize. I think it's 1 in 43 boys in Utah, or 1 in 47 boys in Utah have autism, 1 in 43 boys in New Jersey. What's the connection? What's the connection here? Is it the radioactive dumping waste grounds that both New Jersey and Utah have become? Is it have to do with the, you know, mining prospects? The, like you said, is it in the water? Heaven's sakes, is it in the tap water, right? What is it? There's no answer, so there's all question.
There's only questions to be had. And, you know, I think as a mother and going through the experiences of learning about autism through the last decade, at the beginning of my process, that's what I wanted to know. I was a medical paralegal. I wanted to know the why. Why is this happening? What is the difference between my child's brain and my brain, per se, or, you know, another child's? What's causing this? And there was a point, I have to say, where I stopped looking for that why, and I started realizing I need to accept, I need to embrace, I need to move forward and say, how do I support? What's the best way I move forward for my family? But not to say that those questions are still not unanswered or still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, true. I think the answer to the question of what may cause it is all of the above. At this point,
thank
I think
you.
You're getting it from every direction. And I think a big, big component is the processed foods, the GMOs and all of that have something huge to do with it. But again,
yeah,
we're going to bring on those experts. So, and I appreciate you delivering the truth, because there is no topic that is off the limits here on this platform.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if they want to censor us, we'll go right ahead. We'll come from a different direction and we'll bring it to a different platform.
Go.
I mean, we've got them now.
Yes.
I've got Frank Speech. I've got Clout Hub. And I'll find another one. We're gonna get you that information. So, you know,
right.
No more science.
I love it. Well, and what if we were to really challenge our brains, really challenge our thinking, and think about what if this is evolution? What if autism is a process where the brain is opening up in different ways that we have not in the past been able to see? You know, when we talk about and think about autistic individuals in our past, historical ones per se, we have Einstein, we have, you know, just these huge hitting names, the, you know, Tesla and all of these people who were autistic individuals who had this pattern, systematic, numerical way of thinking, who brought systems into our existence that had never existed before. And so I say, why do we keep looking at this with fear and with, oh, scared, I'm scared because I don't understand, and realize some of our brightest minds, our most technological advances have come from people who think outside the box, who don't have a box to think in, you know, who aren't conformed to all of those ways of society. So I like to challenge that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's a great way to think about it. So, Sarah, give your website, plug your show, and then we will bump to the next segment.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Probably went over a little on my rant.
No,
thank you.
Totally cool.
I
got flexibility today.
That's why
I just let you run with it. You know what I mean? Sometimes if I've got a stallion that's running, I'm not going to say, oh, you got to stop. No, let him finish. Let him start the second race already. It's okay. Let him go.
I love it. You. Yeah, if you're interested in looking into my children's books, there are 7. They're on Amazon. You can find them anywhere. You can Google SG Childs and everything will come up. Websites, social media, YouTube channel. Our channel on YouTube is called the SG Child Show. Our mission is to bring value to families through education, resources, and lots of laughs. And it sounds like we're doing a lot of the same amazing work in the world, and really appreciate your time today.
Oh, I appreciate you coming on the platform, becoming a new partner on the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. And I'm going to add your show to our must-listen-to page at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. People can go to the Take Action tab, the Partners and Patriots tab.
Wonderful.
And you'll see the drop-down for the must-listen-to. So do me a favor, send me whichever link you want, or if it's just to your website, and we will add you. And you will be on the same page as all these other amazing patriots that were at this conference, in addition to the rest of our amazing partners that have their own shows too. So we're just trying to get out the messages that
so
matter
incredible.
From the people that
I
need
was
to
like,
know about.
Gosh, how do I fit on this guest list, right? Like, how do I open to all these hard hitters? But
you're,
I love it.
You're
I love
on
it.
You're
Thank
on
you.
It. You're on the list now, my dear. So you're part of the family.
Thank you
for being a part of it, and make sure you jump on the calendar for, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but your May spot. Yeah, here we are in May already.
Yes.
So make sure you do that, and then shoot me a link, what link you want me to use for the podcast, and I look forward to talking to you next month.
I do as well. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great
day. Hey, you're welcome. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, what a great new addition to the family, guys. I think we're going to have, looking forward to her future segments, autism. Yeah, it's been a hot topic. We're going to get you all the information. We're going to reveal the truth. We'll have all those experts on. So you'll get some enlightenment in a whole new way. All right, so it is 1:05. I'm not going to take a long time with this portion of my patriotic soapbox because I have to admit I'm exhausted. And I am not all there today, but I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best. So as I was saying when I left and jumped over to our next guest, Scott McKay, oh, my buddy. He's going to be coming on the show. He's a great guy. Talk about down to earth, just a real humble individual. Patriot Street Fighter. He's got his own show. He's on our must listen to page also. So make sure you check that out. It'll take you to his site. He constantly gets shut down on YouTube all the time. I think they're on like their 11th channel. But he's got a huge following, huge audience, just great patriotic individuals who love this country. And when he went out on the stage, I just got chills. When he went on the stage, the audience went crazy, crazy. He holds up the, I don't know what it's called, but it's got the peace pipe on one end and then the axe on the other. And he's like, how many people out there are Patriot Street Fighters? And the crowd went crazy. Ah! But yeah, so he's, like I said, really, really great guy, really awesome, awesome individual. And that's the thing about all of the people that I met this weekend. They're down to earth. And they love this country, and they're fighting for the truth. They're fighting for the people. They're telling you to rip off your dirty mask. They're telling you to reopen your businesses. They're telling you that you gotta be conscious of your health, and you've got to fight back. You've got to take action. We talk about it all the time. I encourage you to take action, and I'm going even one step further, where I created a whole page on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, the Take Action tab, which gives you specific items that you can take action for. And every day you have to take action, and it has to be a political action. And I know that a lot of you say, I don't want to be politically involved, but unfortunately the powers that be, the 11 bigs, the fault authorities, the demon rats, the Republicans, the government, they've infested our entire lives, infested, you know, like insects. They just come in and like the locusts, they just take over everything. They've infested every area, every aspect of our lives, and put a political spin and a stronghold on it. So they're in charge of everything that we do. And if anything, from the chaos of this political propaganda pandemic in 2020 and now encroaching and bleeding in and starting, you know, continuing to ruin 2021, you know, hindsight's 2020, you know, as I said many, many times, as we were forced to put our masks on, they ripped theirs off. Their arrogance came out. They showed their true colors. They've been emboldened that they've gotten to the point where we go, do they even realize their mic is on, that they're on camera and they're saying this? They don't care. They're telling you what they talk about behind the scenes, but now out in the open. And we've got to realize that they're telling you the truth. They hate you. They censor you. They cancel you. They have no use for you. It's just all about control and tyranny and brainwashing and propaganda and pitting you against one another. You know, it's not Democrats versus Republicans when it comes to we the people. We're all in this together. We're all in this together. So there's more guests. I'm going to go through that in one second, but I want to give you your daily reminder, you know, your daily, well, it's your trifectas now because we're not on every day, but here's your daily reminder because it's important. And it is so apparent now more than ever. And it's so obvious. It's so obvious. All these entities are working together. Because just look at what's been going on just the past couple of weeks. I'll read this and then I'll make some more comments. I'll talk a little bit more about the incredible event this weekend. What's to come, and then we'll end the show. So here's your daily reminder, the regressive socialist demon rats, the republic camps, the elected elites, the permanent political pundits, and all the false authorities who've been lying to us for decades and colluding with one another, the 11 bigs, here they are, big media, aka mainstream media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion. They have no use for you, the American people. Yes, we the people. Except to take your money and freedom. They only want control. So we need to rely on each other since we're all in this together. Don't fall for their narrative of that we are against one another. You know, they're stirring up that fake hate. They want us to hate each other. They're creating racism. They're creating division because they want to invoke a race war. They want to manipulate your emotions and your perceptions. They want to divide us because they know that that's how they can conquer. United we stand, divided we fall. So don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. They're the ones that are invoking all of this. They want us to hate one another. No, we don't. We actually have a lot in common. We just want a normal life. We just want good things for our family, for our kids, for our communities. So we've got to take the actions. We've got to take action. It's Take Action April. We want to put on our common sense caps. We want to leave them on all day if we can, if you can't even sleep in them. Encourage your friends and family to put on their common sense caps and leave them on. Remember, there's at least 100 million patriots out there, and it grows every single day. And you know what? Just because when we voted in the election, our vote didn't count. And yes, it did not count, obviously, right? It didn't, because look who's sitting in the White House, and look who's not. We know that Trump won by a lot, 80 million to like 68 million. But that's okay, all right? Well, they'll take care of that. That's out of our hands. But we, the people, need to step up and do our part, right? And every day we vote with our time, our efforts, our actions, our choices and buying decisions. Yes, our wallets, everybody. So you got to stop supporting the people and the companies who hate you, who censor, who cancel. We, the people in our local communities, need to be the ones to make the change. We, the people, we have the power. And I'm going to add that boycott business page. Those 200 companies that said, the election laws, Jim Crow, that's all lies. That's all lies. And just the contradiction, just the hypocrisy of moving the All-Star game from a predominantly black city to a beyond white city. Who actually has, the state of Colorado has more strict voting laws than Georgia, but they had to make a point. They have to get in that Georgia mess because they want to try to take charge and get back the 2022 election so they can keep be in charge of the Senate. It's unbelievable, the propaganda, the political playing, the manipulation to the people. I hope everyone sees it. It's more apparent now than ever before. Oh, of course, don't forget the CEOs, the 100 CEO phone call that happened, but they wouldn't move, God forbid, they moved the masters out of their elite country clubs. That's never going to happen. So you got to turn off that TV. You can't get your news from social media. You can't get it from the television. All those media outlets, they're all colluding with one another. They're all using the same talking points, pushing the same propaganda. If you go to our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, if you look and click the Partners and Patriots tab or the Take Action tab, there's a patriotic media page. Those are the guys that are telling you the truth. That's the ones you got to follow. Literally, you can get through all the headlines 15, 20 minutes and then get out. Get out and then go grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference in your community. Listen to any of the 132 partners we have on our platform, 294 live segments of this particular show, Purpose Driven Partners. It's a lot of content. Don't forget the all-star segments we did for March, incredible, tens of thousands of dollars worth of content, free, that will literally change everything in your life and get involved in your community. If you go to our Take Action tab, you'll see all kinds of different options of how you can get involved to change things, change your life, change and get involved in your community. And like I said, everything is political now because they have infested every aspect of our lives, from how you open or how you conduct your business, to are your kids in school, to what goes on in your community, to who makes up laws, fake laws that change the elections, all of that. Everything that you can imagine is on this Take Action tab. So, and it's for every effort level of being involved. Something as simple as clicking a little button to sign a petition. So if you look in the signed petitions page, you'll see America's Frontline Doctors. That's Dr. Simone and crew. And I say crew because there's so many doctors involved that you can sign the petition for medical integrity and medical freedom because that's what they're trying to do. They actually, and then during the conference, they launched their legal team. So they have now a legal team of 5 amazing attorneys, and they're all coming on the show. We're going to do a panel. We're going to do a live panel with all the attorneys for the legal team of America's Frontline Doctors. We're going to even open up the phone lines, so we're going to take some questions from the audience. And they are the powerhouse team. Oh my gosh, the speeches they gave. And the one lady, one attorney you're going to know, Lee Taylor Dundas. She's the one that you see her on Rumble, or I think they probably took it down on YouTube, that she just went to town, shredded the city council for Orange County about the vaccines. And she just, boom, it was like a mile a minute, and they didn't know what to do. She made them stop the vaccine passport that they were going to have in Orange County. She made them hold off on a bunch of the other, and I don't remember off the top of my head, like I said, there's a lot swirling around in there right now, so forgive me, but she's coming on the show. Talk about a powerhouse and an incredible woman, a fighter for freedom, a fighter for your health. I'm going to put that video on our Take Action tab just so you can get all fired up when you watch it and you become a new huge fan. Huge, huge fan. I'm a huge fan of hers. And I didn't, the thing is, this is funny. Because nobody's got name tags on, right? And you can't remember every single face. And if you only seen them once or twice, but you knew that I put them on the list, you just didn't necessarily put a name to a face or whatever. So I had dinner across from her on Thursday night. And I said, gosh, she looks familiar. But, I didn't get a chance. And because you're meeting so many people and talking to so many people, and then you're listening to speeches and you've got so much going on, and there's so many people there that you just didn't get a chance to talk to everybody. So then she on Friday night, towards in the evening, she gets up on the podium and gives the speech, and they show the video of her in the Orange County courtroom, the city council. And I went, oh my God, that's Leslie Dundas. She's on my list. And I went, oh, I sat across from her from dinner. I can't. I said, no wonder why she looks so familiar. I said, oh my gosh, Michelle, you got to pay more attention. Oh, but like I said, if there was just so much going on, so much coming at you. So, that was so funny when I realized who it was, just like when I realized who Raj was, because I recognized his voice because he's been on the show. He just didn't even know it. Oh, the other thing too, here's another funny one. So we're standing in line, the buffet line, to go get dinner on Thursday night. And the lady in front of us, we just start talking to her. And her voice sounded kind of familiar too. And then she started telling a story about her organization and something about Italy. And I said, wait a minute, what's your name? I said, wait, what's your name? She goes, Maria Zach. I said, get out of here. Get out of here. She starts laughing. I said, I know who you are. I heard that audio that went around a couple of months ago about how you had gotten all this information about all the corruption with the machines and the manipulation in Italy and the head of Italy, and you were trying to get out of the country. You were trying to save some of your whistleblowers and the government, I think it was our government or whoever on our side, quote unquote, our side, was just going to leave them there. And you were trying to find a plane that you can get to go scoop them up before they turned around, literally killed them. Well, anyway, Mike Lindell paid $50,000 to get a plane to go scoop up these great patriots in Italy and get them back here. And she's the lady who is head of that whole organization. For years, they've been working on this. And I don't know if I'm supposed to say this on the air, but a whole bunch of stuff's coming out either this week or next week. So things are a-changing. Things are a-changing. So she's coming on the show. We got a picture together. It was so funny. But when I, the look on my face, I wish I had a picture, a camera, a shot of what my facial expression looked like when I finally realized who the person was, or the name of the face of somebody who I've been following, or I knew their story, or I had them on my list to come on the show, when that moment clicked in. Because that would have been the picture of the week, of that, like that shocked and awe look, and of that, oh my God, I know who you are. Ah, funny stuff. And it was like that literally for four days. So overwhelming, but such in a positive way. Let's see who else. Who else do I have? Melissa Tate. I sat across from her for dinner, and then she gave an amazing. Her story is so powerful. She's from Zimbabwe, right? And she was given the story about her, how her country used to be like, similar along the lines of the United States, and all of a sudden everything went sideways like we're doing now. And she said, you know, it's so sad that so many similarities of what she's seeing now happening in this country is exactly what happened in her home country of Zimbabwe. And now it's just a complete disaster, which is the direction that we're headed. You know, we're only like two bills and an executive order away from communist country, which, because, you know, we're not free now. We are a socialist country, whether you want to believe it or not. But that's where we are. All right, let's see who else did I meet? Oh, Pastor Leon Benjamin. Oh, this guy's a piece of work. He is so inspirational. He's running for Congress in Virginia. He's coming on the show. Who else did I meet? I think that might be most of them. So I'm going to look through the list again. Pastor Greg Locke. Oh, this guy's so good. Talk about a great, great pastor. He's got so much energy. He just jumped on the stage. Everybody went crazy. So inspirational. And, you know, he's fighting to get churches open. He wants those churches open. And he really doesn't have any use for those pastors that have kept their churches closed. And neither do I. So he is going to be, that's going to be another great addition to the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. That is going to be a great, great new friend to the platform and a great partner. So I think I covered most of the people. Anybody that I am missing, I will definitely add them on. And there's a whole bunch of other media people that are going to be coming on, new friends that have networks and broadcasts like Right America Media, and a bunch of other people that have shows, and they're all coming on. I've got business cards all over the place. I've got text messages. I've got emails. You name it. It's just piles and piles of incredible, incredible people that are sitting here that I met that are in front of me that you're going to be meeting soon, too, on a regular basis. We're going to have them on as often as they have time for. So, wow, I'm telling you, amazing stuff. So try to listen or watch any of the videos that you can find on their Telegram pages or social media pages. And then Clay is going to have them all packaged up individually so that you could watch them. But it was just an incredible, incredible 4 days, a revival for this country to reopen America. We're starting our American Revolution. We're taking this place back. And tomorrow on Frank's speech, Mike Lindell is going to premiere his Absolute Interference, another documentary in his series. Again, frankspeech.com is the free speech website. Media, social media platform that he has started. They're televising. They're doing a live Frankathon, you know, like the old Jerry Lewis marathon for 48 hours. It started this morning. So tune in to frankspeech.com. Make sure you sign up for an account, and they'll be opening that up later today in between them being sabotaged by all of the tech companies that don't want free speech. You know, they love censorship. They love to cancel. So they are on fire today trying to take him down, but they've got plan B, plan C, and they've worked on that. So they're doing what they can. But yeah, tune in. The guests that I just saw this morning, unbelievable. So definitely tune in to that today, tomorrow. Get signed up for his account. Oh, my goodness. So I'm asking you guys to do your part. I want you to get involved. I want you to take action. If you go to the Take Action tab, you've got everything on there, something as simple as signing a petition. You want to do a little bit more, you want to get more involved, you can email and you can call your elected elite officials and tell them hell no on these bills. You can tell them to keep that filibuster. You can give them a piece of your mind about anything you want. You want to be a little bit more active, you can go to the recall, especially for Arizona. There's a recall page there. You can find out who's being recalled, like Doug Ducey, our Governor Doug Ducey, and the rest of the Board of Supervisors who are still trying to hold up the audit, which is supposed to start here in Maricopa Corruption County on the 22nd. But those big attorneys, you know, Mark Elias, the Hillary Clinton attorneys, they've come in here. They've got like 70 to 80 attorneys here now trying to fight, trying to put some sort of a stop order or a gag or a injunction, whatever the legalese that they use to try to hold up trying to find out the truth. They don't want that audit. Yeah, I wonder why. Why don't you want an audit of the votes and of the machines? You got something to hide, boys? You got something to hide? I think so, because if there was nothing to hide, you'd be like, fine, go ahead, audit my stuff. Doesn't matter. I think there's a lot to be, there's a lot on the line. Well, it's all coming out. So Lindell's starting with the movie Absolute Interference. We're bringing you the truth from all these amazing partners, all the media that was there. We're all getting together, and we're going to be, we're uniting to make sure that everybody knows about everybody's message. We're going to get all these great people, so all their information's out there. So if you can, I encourage you to share their messages, share it on social media. So that way you could do something. So even if you've got somebody that you follow and you don't want to donate to any of these organizations, you can just share their information on social media. That's how we get these messages out there. Like I said, there's 100 million patriots out there. We all need to come together and unite, because we outnumber all those bad people. We outnumber all those 11 bigs, and we need to let everybody know that we're standing strong. You know, rip off those dirty masks, people. They don't work. They make you sick. They're a symbol of control and tyranny. You don't need to wear them at the airports. You don't, just because there's a stupid sign. You put them on at the very last minute when somebody says you can't board this plane unless it's on. As soon as you pass that Nazi at the checkpoint, you take that mask off, like I did, like Michelle Winder did, like those people in the airport in Houston when they saw those pretty faces of people who, those patriots that were brave enough to rip off those dirty masks, and people started jumping on the train and ripping off their dirty masks too. We need leaders out there, everybody. So take the charge. Take the baton. We're giving you the baton. We're handing it to you. Now bring that to your local communities. Bring that into your grocery store. Bring that into your airports. Bring that into your workplace. They can't keep us down. They can't do it. They're not going to do it. We're not going to let them take this country. They're close to doing it. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to let it happen. And if you want to take a little bit more action, take action, right? Take action, April. You want to take a little more action. You could become a precinct committee member like I did, like Marianne Mendoza did, like Shelby Bush is, like Dan Schwartz. Dan Schwartz is leading the Precinct Project blog. If you go to the Take Action tab, you'll see become a precinct committee man in any state, especially in Maricopa County. It's very, very easy. I gave step-by-step instructions. And if you're in Arizona and you want to, you're not in Maricopa County, you want to become a precinct committee man and be more involved in your local politics. Just a few extra steps. There's a graphic on that page too. It shows you how to do it. And then of course, if you have some issues, got some questions, we even put Dan Schultz's email on there so you can contact him directly. And if you want, you can listen to Dan tell you all about it on episode 181 of the All-Star segment. He gives you details about what you need to do and the value of being a precinct committee man, because we could change our political party. We can get rid of these rhinos, which they don't even deserve the name rhinos. We're gonna clean it up from the bottom up, because the top down obviously doesn't work. Look what it's done to us now. Top down doesn't work, people. Top down does not work. Does not work. All right, a few other things, and then I'm going to go. It's 1:27. Said I wasn't going to stay long. One more thing. I want that reminder. Remember those bills that Congress passes? There's a couple more in the hopper. That infrastructure lie bill. Only 5% of the money goes to infrastructure. The rest of it goes to support all of these horrible policies, like the flooding of people over the border. We're going to go into more detail about that on Wednesday. Like I said, I've got to wrap it up here. So I just want you to remember that the bills passed by Congress are never to help the we the people. And don't be fooled by the names. Remember, everything about the name is the opposite of what's inside those bills, like that COVID relief bill, $1.9 trillion. Only 9% went to the American people. There was no COVID relief. No. The bills are money laundering, slush fund, redistribution of your hard-earned tax dollars for paybacks, payoffs, bribes, elected elites, destructive agenda-pushing initiatives, and freedom-destroying, liberty-grabbing, constitution-violating policies, all benefiting the regressive socialist friends of the D.C. swamp. That includes the union, cities, states, special interests, NGOs, nonprofit, universities, government contractors, foreign countries. Oh, don't forget the churches. They're in there, that big religion, all over the place, all over the place. And our enemies, all the false authorities, those 11 bigs and many more. You know, the real pandemic is total corruption in the swamp of Washington, D.C. and all their little buddies that I just mentioned. And they're all coming together to fight against us, we the people, we the American people. So much more to share, but I got you inspired. It's Patriots Day. It's Patriots Day. It's the beginning of the American Revolution again. It's time, guys. It's time we take this country back. We got to get rid of these people. Stop listening to them. Don't listen to Anthony Fauci, very bad man, full of lies. Everything that comes out of his mouth is full of lies. He's about as accurate with the facts as how he is of throwing a baseball over home plate. That means he's not accurate at all. And he continues to lie and make things up. Everything he's told you is a lie, from the mask to the asymptomatic lies to the vaccine, which is not a real vaccine. It's not a vaccine at all. It's a biological agent with mRNA technology, the tracking device, an operating system with fetal tissue from aborted babies, just dead babies who do not take it. Do not take it. It can alter your DNA. They can now alter your DNA remote controlly. Why would you want to alter DNA that was given to you by the greatest creator of all time, God? You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You want to get some facts about the non-vaccine. You listened last week and the week before on Mike Adams' show. And if you go to the must listen to page of the Take Action tab or the Partners and Patriots tab, you'll see Mike Adams, my ex-boyfriend's pretty face, my ex-boyfriend, but he didn't even know we were dating, but a great guy anyway, great sense of humor. So go to his podcast and learn some facts. It's some scary stuff, but it's the truth. So check out any of the shows he did last week and the week before about the quote unquote vaccine, and you'll learn a whole bunch of information and you won't take it. Don't take it. Don't take it. It's bad news bears. You don't need to take that quote unquote vaccine for a form of the flu, which is actually less deadly than the flu. And there are alternative treatments with a recovery rate of 99.98%. You don't need a quote unquote vaccine for something like that. You've got your ivermectin, you've got your budesonide, which Dr. Bartlett is going to talk about that. And we're going to have that information on our website under the COVID tab. I'm going to have a treatments page and, of course, HCQ, which I took this weekend just in case the evil left, the evil demon rats, the entities, the 11 bigs tried to sabotage our event. I took the HCQ just in case. Preventative measures, 60 cents a pill. Yeah, you can get it through Telemed. The visit's $90. You can get a 30-day supply of the HCG or the HCQ, rather, for like $30. Yeah. And if you take these therapeutics, when you first get the Wuhan virus, yes, the CCP, the Wuhan virus, then you don't need to go into the hospital. You won't get to the next phase, which is the COVID-19, still the coronavirus SARS-2 version, which is 85 to 90% preventable from going to the next phase with these treatments. You could listen to my patriotic soapbox on episode 199. I started about the 1 hour and 15 mark. I give you so many facts about the coronavirus, the masks, the fake vaccine, the statistics. I encourage you to check that out. So I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to wrap it up. And then I will see if there's anything I left out about this incredible event that literally changed the world, that is starting the new American revolution that we need in order to counteract and get rid of all these bad, bad players in the game. Do not listen to them. Please do not listen to them. Go back to the way you were living. It is your life. It is your country. It is your freedom. It is your liberty. Go worship God. Get your churches open. Get your kids back in school. These people are lying to you. It's all part of a big deal. It's that great reset. It is that one world order. Yeah, that's what it's all about. You don't believe me? They wrote the book. They told you. They wrote the papers, the Rockefeller, the project to 2021, 2025, something or other. We're going to put that on the website too. They did the dry run of the coronavirus pandemic in 2019. They actually did like they do faux trials. They did a faux pandemic. Yeah. And they actually filmed it. See, they want you to know, and we just choose not to look. So they're telling you, we're not making it up. This is how it is. This is how it is. So share this show, share this platform, tell your friends, encourage more people to tune in. We're going to have constant. We always have quality guests, but we're really going to kick it up a notch, and we're going to get you all kinds of facts, stuff that they don't talk about on other shows that they're afraid to, because we're not going to be censored. They're not going to take us down. We're not going to let it happen. There's other alternative platforms. We're going to jump on Clout Hub. We're going to get our own channel. We're going to be on Frank's Speech. We're going to get a little bit more in. We're going to get a little bit more heavier into Gab. So that way, you know where to find us. These other places don't want to share our message. They hate us. I'm not going to support them. Why would I? Because they just steal your data. They suck your information. And then they find out who your friends are. And then they take it to the next level. So a couple thank yous. I want to thank our marketing partner, Women's Leadership Live. I want to thank our collaboration partner, America Restored. I want to thank our media partner, Global Enlightenment Radio Network. These are our platinum partners. I've added a whole bunch of new platinum partners this weekend. We're going to add them to the website. I'll share some of them with you on either Wednesday or Friday once I get everything back on track. But yeah, the world's changed. This is the shot heard around the world today, everybody. It is a changing. We're going back. We are taking this country back. We're getting rid of the bad people. So please like and follow us on social media. Yes, it's the bad ones, but for now, at least you know who we are. If you go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, just go to the homepage, you'll see the graphic for all of our links for social media. You can rate and review the show. That would be great. As I mentioned, we're being so censored on Apple Podcasts. It is what it is, but that's kind of how the podcast world works. You know what I mean? With the rankings, they wiped out 1/3 of our reviews for no reason. They've censored our messages because they can, you know, these algorithms hear what I'm saying and they're like, ah, we hate her. So they censor me all the time, but I'm not going to change what I say. I'm not going to change that at all. I'm not going to coward down. Nope, not going to let it happen. Not on my watch, people. Not on my watch. I'm going to do what I can to save this country. I'm going to do what I can to deliver you the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about so you can grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. I'm going to do it 3 times a week. And coming soon here, we're going to go back to every single day once we work out some of the logistics. So if you're interested in becoming a partner, jumping on the show, we'd love to have you. The more, the merrier. The more of us all working together to get the messages out there, to get all the people the right information to help one another, since we're all in this together. If you go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you can go to the Partners Patriots tab. There's a graphic on there. There's a whole page on becoming a partner. Click on there and book your 7-minute spot. Become part of the platform. Become one of our partners. We'd love to have you. Criteria, just got to be a good person doing good business and good things. Make sure you subscribe to the show. Send us a message. Send us an email. Send us a message on social media. Put a comment on a post. Tell us who you want to hear from, what kind of topics. I mean, I'm trying to cover just about everything, and I'm bringing on the big guns now. Bringing on the big guns now because I know how you like those. I like those famous people. We're going to have them on, but we're always going to have our hardcore partners on there, our entrepreneurs, our small business owners, our nonprofit organizations, and our purpose-driven people. We want to get you the real people. You know, a lot of the times these smaller people that you don't know about, their messages are, they're actually better than some of these big names that are out there selling you products and services for years and years and years. Oh, they got a new one. Oh, they got a new one. What, their last one wasn't as good as it should have been? I don't know. I think some of them just want to make a bunch of money. So be careful. A lot of noise out there, people, a lot of noise. So make sure before you buy something from somebody or you hire them as a coach or someone that you want to work with, you know, you listen to their shows on our platform. All of our people, trustworthy, guaranteed, no problem, especially if you contact them. Tell them you heard them on the show. They're going to give you a little VIP treatment. But all these other people, you know, make sure you listen to them if they have their own show. Make sure you listen to them on other shows so you can get a feel for how they are with other people. So screen your people. A lot of noise, people. A lot of noise out there. You got to make sure before you start writing checks and spending your hard-earned American dollars, you work with the right people that you trust, that you know are going to make a difference in your life and aren't going to take advantage of you because they know that you need help and they know that you've got some money to spend. So watch out. Watch out. Do your screening. Work with trusted people. I'm telling you, they're all on the platform. They're all on our platform. 132 partners, 294 live segments of this particular show. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. You go to the Partners and Patriots tab, you see all their episodes. And of course, all the take action items are right there on the Take Action tab. We're going to add so many more. So, all right, we're going to wrap this up. It's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Once you commit, everything changes. And don't be a mask hole. Rip off that dirty mask, people. It doesn't work. Only makes you sick. It's a symbol of control and tyranny. Stop being Shawshanked. Stop being Shawshanked. You know the movie when they got out of jail? And then all of a sudden, they wanted to go back into jail because that's all they knew. You know, we get used to what we're used to. We get used to.
Snap out of it.
We get used to what you're used to. So courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. Yes, they are. It was contagious this weekend. 5,000 people in the audience. Incredible, incredible speakers. I could feel it. I felt it. You could feel it. It was amazing. Oh, and it was layered on top and unlayered throughout, layered all within. You've got God and you've got Jesus. You've got belief. You've got love of country, love of God, the way this country was supposed to be, what the founding fathers built it on. You know, that censorship cancel culture is just stupid. Woke nonsense is a joke. And keep in mind, it's all about a political propaganda plandemic. Special thank you to all of our partners, the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information and episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click the Partners and Patriots tab. And you'll see the purpose-driven partners. You'll see the all-stars. You can always go to the Take Action tab. And don't forget about Reopen America Resource Center, which has even more groups and organizations and live events, virtual events, everything that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference is on those pages, and they all connect. So you will be, you can't not say, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know who to listen to. It's all there, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I want you to jump on our train, join us. It's No More Excuses. I'm extending it from March to April. Take action, April is No More Excuses too. Oh my goodness. This is such, so excited. I'm so excited to bring you all this great information, all these new people. Oh my gosh, I've got so much to do, but I'm going to make it happen. I'll make it happen. It's my job. It's my duty. It's my calling. And I am here to lead the way in anything that I can do, help collaborate and bring everybody together and get you the information. So again, if you're interested in becoming a partner, just click on that graphic, schedule your 7-minute segment, follow and like the show, share it with your friends, share it with your family. We got this, guys. We got this. We can do it. We're all in this together. So please join us on Wednesday, this Wednesday, for another nooner of this live show, Purpose Driven Partners. We're back with 5 guest 7-minute segments filled with tons of tips and takeaways. Again, to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. I think you're awake. I'm awake. I got another round of energy. So forget that being exhausted. It's over. Hell no. I'm ready to go. So you're all awake. Go take action on what you learned today. Make it a great day, everybody, because you deserve it. Let's see, what am I going to close out today with? Who am I going to close out today? Oh, I was going to do the national anthem, but I think what I'm going to do is I want you to listen to Mrs. MTG, the notorious MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene. The reason why is I think she's going to bring together and she's going to give you a great reminder. Remember, I told you about those bills. They're all money laundering slush funds. And I keep talking about those 11 bigs and how they're all colluding with one another. And if you can't see it by just the actions alone in the last couple of weeks, she's going to give you a great synopsis on what this whole cluster of corruption is all about in Washington, D.C. And follow her on social media. I'm working on getting her on the show because she's the only person in Washington, D.C., pretty much anybody in government that's working for you, the American people. And she's doing it every day. She got new bills coming out. She's got petitions to sign, and we're going to be loading them up on the website. So I'm going to end it with her, and then the show is done. Make sure you tune in to Wednesday for another nooner with me on this live segment, Purpose Driven Partners, Everything Home. That's right. Everything Home Resource, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Here's MTG.
First 2 years under President Trump, I mean, we had every opportunity in the world, and it was Republicans that failed us. We know who the Democrats are. We know what they're all about. We know exactly what they want to do. But when we had a Republican-controlled House, Republican-controlled Senate, and President Trump in the White House with his pen in hand begging them to produce legislation he could sign, they failed. We're going to lose our country because the Republicans that we're told we're supposed to support because they will do the right things for us as conservatives, as Americans, no, they're no different than the Democrats. Well, you see, the media, they have a playbook, and their playbook is so easy. We see what they do. They take someone, then they spin a story that they want to tell about that person, and then they do it over and over. They link the articles in the next article, and they link them and link them and link them, and they keep producing the same story until they create a character out of someone, and that's what they did with President Trump. So they've done the same thing with me, and they're going to continue to build on it. And so what I'm doing is I know the system has to be torn down. See, politics is a business. It's an industry. It generates so much money.
And it has, a business model, and it has an internal logic to that model, correct?
Exactly. And so the swamp, so to speak, people think it's all about politics. But really what it's all about is it's an industry. It's an economy in itself. And so whether it's Republicans or Democrats, these people are here and they are invested in just keeping this industry running because their livelihood relies on it. And all of their connections and business opportunities, investments are all connected into this big, nasty pool, what we call the swamp, but it's really an economy. Every single person that works in Washington, D.C., they are there because they care about getting their livelihood and their existence and everything about their life. That's what they care about. The difference in me is I don't want to be here at all. I gave up an awesome life. I'm not kidding you. I gave up an American dream to come into this, what I consider to be a shithole, and excuse my language, because
we'll
pay the fine. Because I'm pissed off. Because I'm watching the greatest country in the world be on fire and burning down, and this is going to affect my children and my grandchildren. Not only am I successful and I know how to accomplish things, I know how to line up a process, I know how to think outside the box, I understand marketing, I have a degree in marketing, but I'm also a mom, my family is the most important part of my life, so I'm very much a mama bear in this. Here's the problem. The problem is the political industry, the economy in Washington, D.C. It's just like the media. They can't get their press passes to the White House unless they're nice to the Biden administration. If they were telling the truth and putting out the truth, they would be blacklisted. They wouldn't be allowed to go in. So the Republicans are the same way. They're like, oh, we got to be nice.
And before I go, I just want to say an incredible huge thank you to Clay Clark, Aaron Antis, his wife Vanessa, and their entire team over at Thrive Time Show and Rhema Bible College. Oh, that's right. Pastor Craig is coming on the show too. He's the pastor over at the Rhema Bible College, which they I went to church yesterday. They did it. He did an amazing job. He's coming on the show too. Like I said, some of the people I forgot their names. I will mention it on Wednesday. So a special thank you to all of those great patriotic Americans. They put on an incredible event, and I'm looking forward to when they do the next one. Well, hopefully they'll end up doing a monthly because we need that. We need that revival. We need that reminder. We need that patriotic reminder, that God reminder. You know, it's time to get your God on. Time to get your God on. Love of country, love of God. And we need those leaders to be shouting those messages from the mountaintops. And that's what this event did. And it's going to be going across the country, cities, coming to a city near you. So thank you. Thrive Time Group, everybody did an amazing, amazing job. Thank you for the hospitality. Thank you for the invite. Changed my life. And I know it changed the lives of everybody there. And it's going to change the lives of every American that learns about the event and get a chance to watch it and listen to really some incredible, incredible messages, information, facts, the truth. So thank you, everybody. We'll look forward to having Clay on soon once he takes a break. Poor guy. He did an amazing job as an MC. He really brought it home, really brought it home. And I had an awesome time getting to know Vanessa. So a special shout out and a hello to Vanessa. And Aaron Antis is going to come on the show, largest home builder in Oklahoma. I'm excited to hear his story too. And well, that's it. I'm going to let you guys go. Tune in Wednesday, nooner, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for all the links. If you're listening on the on-demand, just go to the website, put a big banner there in order to listen live. So thanks. I don't know what to say. I just, I'm overwhelmed in a great way. And I got my work cut out for me. I figured out what I'm supposed to do when I grow up. How awesome is that? Only took 48 years. All right, guys. Have a great day. Like I said, you deserve it. Make it a great one. Talk to you Wednesday.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off. Yeah.